702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 21 minutes past one and not a reflection on our guest at all. But Larry Hodes joins us now. He's the owner with the partner at Calexico, because the much anticipated reopening and revamp of the Stanley Beer Yard is now complete. And the beer yard is now open. So we welcome Larry to the studio. Good afternoon.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Azania.
So Calexico, tell me about that first. Let's look at the name.
Okay, cool. So how this all started, it actually started with, we've got a sign, a neon sign when you go in, which says real music never gets old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were trying to come up with a name, and then we realized that one of my favorite bands and Mike's favorite bands is called Calexico.
Yeah.
So it's a band from Arizona in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And then also one of the things that we wanted to create was a style where there was a Californian 70s boho.
Yeah.
With a hint of Mexican. Remember, Calexico is two words. Calexico, California and Mexico. Cali and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then when you go in, it's got, Californian mixed with a hint of Mexican. Whereas also in our food, we've tried to create a menu that has got Californian, which is your artichokes, your avo, your sun-dried tomatoes, a lot of quality fresh ingredients, as well as with a hint of Mexican. We're not a Mexican restaurant, but we've got some great Mexican items.
Some of those elements. All right. So we'll get to that.
And then also, if I can just add, Calexico is a little town in Southern California.
Yeah.
And then on the Mexican side of the border, exactly the same, it's called Mexicali. So that's, so that's what they've done.
Oh, I see. Yes, okay. Yes, so related restaurants, but just with different names on either side of the border. Right. And just the way in which you've dressed the place. I've been to 44 Stanley for their vinyl festivals.
Mm.
So it's music and food that comes together beautifully at that beer yard.
Yeah, absolutely. So Stanley Beer Yard had been around for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and with any restaurants, restaurants tend to change, evolve every 3 to 5 years, and we were entering our 6th year. So Mike came on as a partner, and we realized, we needed to make some changes. Because also when Stanley Beer Yard opened, we were the first craft beer place in the whole of Joburg.
Yeah, yeah.
So we lost a little bit of a unique selling point there. And then we realized, we've got to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, we're just going to be spending a little bit of money here and there. And next thing, a week later, with a bit of paint, a week later, the shop is completely gutted.
Yeah.
And we've evolved into Calexico.
And you've got these vinyls on the walls to reflect the music influences. So I think it speaks well to what the place has been known for.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
A while now.
Yeah. So then, so one of the things that I wanted to keep, because Stanley Beer Yard is like an institution. It was really like an institution. It's not like you're closing some franchise place.
Yeah.
That people are going to mourn it. And we've really had a lot of people that were concerned, what changes are you going to make? So we wanted to keep a lot of the soul of what made Stanley Beer Yard successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, first of all, it's music. Then it's the craft beers, the craft booze that we've got, and then our food. And this has been really one of the big changes that we've made. We've really upped our game in terms of the food,
right.
In terms of the food offering at Calexico.
We'll talk about the menu in a bit, but when it comes to the sound, because I remember when you reflect on the craft beer history, I remember stepping up to that bar when craft beer was new and looking at that menu and just not knowing which way to go.
Yeah.
But that's how I was also introduced to craft beer at your establishment.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. Yeah. So what kind of grooves are we likely to hear?
Okay, we've carried on from Stanley Beer Yard, which is the Americana, the rock, even hillbilly, country, indie. That's all the type of music. It's, like I said, that neon sign which says real music never gets old.
Yeah.
And we've tried to maintain that from the roots. Because we're really passionate and we love music.
Mm-hmm. And then onto the food. Like you said, you've stepped up when it comes to the food. You're competing hard in this arena. We'll start with the artichokes and the jalapeno dip, the warm dip that you brought out today, served with nachos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think of it for a start?
Loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely enjoyed that.
So we brought in a chef called Robin Simpson Moss, to come and help us with the menu and consult in that. And when she first mentioned it, I wasn't sure. But I can promise you it's possibly the biggest hit on our menu.
Right.
Is that artichoke and jalapeno
dip. It's warming.
It's warm. It's, and taking those proper nachos and dipping them in. And,
yes.
you know, and lapping it up.
And it's got all these flavors and the garlic, really definitely. Nice infusions. And we featured a rib place not too long ago, and I've stopped eating ribs because I think that they are for younger people, for children, you know. But I must say that your ribs, which were equally good, they smoked, the basting was also quite delicious. So what's the secret? What's the key to your ribs?
Okay, so first of all, you know what, with all our meat, they all ethically sourced, and we try to go as much as organic as possible, you know, free range and that. And so our butcher smokes them for us. And then brings them, but a key ingredient, we make our own barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we go and marinate them overnight, and that's where those flavors, that
and
delicious flavor
happens.
Between the barbecue and the smokiness comes through.
I can still taste them smoking, but I can still taste them. And then let's move on to the side dishes, because you had different dips, you had a salsa there, and then there was also the sweet corn. You sexified the sweet corn.
Yeah.
Because I also always associated with like, something for the kids, but you've really made it enjoyable for adults because it has butter and jalapeno on it.
Yeah, it's a lime jalapeno butter.
The lime.
Yeah, and that's
I
why when
that.
You come out, yes. Yeah.
Just dripping all over.
Just dripping. So first of all, okay, so we go and grill them over the fire. Mm-hmm. And that's why they grilled and that. And then we go and drip. Then we go and drip the lemon jalapeno butter over it.
Yes. Well, I've been exploring a number of things in the kitchen after implementing like a more plant-based dishes in my menu.
Okay.
I still eat meat. And I've been exploring different spices, duca being one of them, and chipotle. Yes.
Yeah.
And I bought it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So you've got chipotle chicken.
Yes.
So how do you use it?
So chipotle is a well-known smoky Mexican chili.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you get various levels of how hot it is, but it's more smoky. So what we've done, because we brought in a big rotisserie and we make a chipotle butter where we're going to use real salted butter, go and add in a little bit of garlic, loads of chipotle, loads of lime, and we literally marinate that overnight. And that's why you get those limey, smoky flavors that come through. And remember, over the rotisserie, the chickens cook for a very long time.
It's very tender.
Yeah, so they're very tender and they're juicy.
Mm. No, that certainly came through. So you're giving me ideas. I'm grateful that I could experience chipotle all done in a menu. And I'll test it out. I'll try it out at home. But then you sprinkled sesame seeds just to root it again.
To give it that
earthy touch.
Yeah, correct, yes.
So these are some of the items on the menu, some of the more popular things. But how else have you infused the Mexican feel?
Okay, so we've also got our traditional nachos, you know, with a three bean spread and the white cheddar and the guacamole over, and with the sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got the quesadillas, which are filled with feta, sun-dried tomato, and a bit of cheddar, and they're also really delicious.
Ah, so vegetarians will also
We've definitely catered for them. We've made a point, you know, of catering, and also a lot of the nachos on that are lactose free. Is it lactose intolerant for people?
Yes, that are lactose intolerant.
Yes.
So what are your hours? Because your spot was also known for those after work drinks and hanging.
Okay, so we open from Tuesday to Sundays. So other than Sunday, we open every night, and we begin at about 11:30 until about, say, 10 or so. But often, you know, sometimes Thursday nights, Friday nights, we can get out of there like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So we always say, you know what, if it's quiet, we'll close about 10-11. But if there are people having a jol, we'll be there for as long as people are having a jol.
Fantastic.
And we've, you know, so we can leave quite late.
You've brought back some great memories.
Oh, wonderful.
I used to work down the road at the SABC. So this used to be one of those go-to places for a quick lunch or even after work drinks.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Oh, wonderful.
And
thanks for having me.
And all the best with the revamp.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Right. So it is Calexico at 44 Stanley at the Stanley Beer Yard, now reopened and revamped.